everybody. I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Speaks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha.
I'm Adam Cannavale.
And the crowd goes fucking apeshit!
Whoa! Whoa!
I became that guy from The Thing.
Whoa! Why Adam didn't go apeshit when you asked?
Yeah,
that's fucked
well,
up.
I was surprised by it.
Yeah.
No, me. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, I'm more we of planned
a
it.
I'm more of a donkey shit guy.
A donkey shit?
Donkey yeah, I'm shit. A donkey shit guy.
Can we get an example of someone going donkey shit?
Yeah. There you go.
That really that's wasn't fair. What a donkey sounds like.
Yeah.
It's not donkey. I'm not going donkey, Jack. Okay, come on.
Forgive me anyway. Shut up.
Woo!
Today, we're talking about the Hexham Heads.
The Hexham Heads.
And the Hexham Heads.
Obviously, this is not it, but it sounds like you've just said it wrong.
Well, how would you pronounce this? H-E-X-H-A-M. Hexham?
I don't know. All I'm saying is the Hexham. Way that it's said sounds like the way that you said
Hexham?
It just then.
The Hexham?
If only there was... We're off to a red hot start. Because if only there was a way to look up a pronunciation guide of the name of the episode.
Don't look at the time, Jackson.
How long have we been going?
You can't end this.
Can I wrap this up now? Anyway.
A minute 30. We're making good time.
Anyway, so Hexham is a town in England, mm-hmm. in the county of Northumberland.
Yeah.
And in the 1970s, 1971.
There's a British person in this house.
Person?
Fuck! I've lost everything.
Go
Northumberland
ask him
is in
okay.
the north.
Go ask him. Dusha's going to go ask about the pronunciation of Hexham.
I believe Northumberland is yeah. in the north.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. It's north. It's north of Umberland, dude. But,
I know this from a Total War game.
Oh,
yes, Total War. You'll never guess this.
England.
Britannia.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, Hexham.
Time to eat a
shit pie. Well, because Tottenham. It's spelt Tottenham, and you say it Tottenham.
Yeah.
I think.
Sure.
So Hexham, you're saying Hexham. I mean,
well,
Hexham.
That's not how it always
Dusha's
works.
Back.
Though, because the name
out.
Could come from different origins.
Hexham, like Wrexham.
Hexham, like what?
Wrexham.
Another,
like Wrexham.
Another place.
Okay, fair enough. So.
That is kind of an insane way of doing it, for sure.
It's 1971. Two boys.
Oh, that's like me and Adam.
Like, if you want to imagine the two of you.
I'm boy number one.
Okay, okay. So these two boys.
I'm not there. Them. It's you and Jackson now.
Okay. Me and Adam.
Adam and I.
Adam and I are digging in our backyard.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a Jackson and Adam.
Yeah, we're
thing.
Doing that.
We're looking for treasure.
Oh, yeah.
And we discover one each.
Mm-hmm.
One each.
Two little heads.
Do we find them in separate holes?
Yes, in separate holes, buried in the backyard.
In so separate holes, we find two heads.
We find two heads.
This seems
plausible. A head per hole.
A head per hole, exactly.
I think if I dug two holes and found two heads, I would keep digging and be like, how many heads are in here?
Did
well,
they
the
do
heads,
that?
The heads were 6 centimeters in size.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now,
diameter or radius?
Just a size. But I can find you a picture of the Hexham heads. And that'll help you with your visualization.
I'm guessing it's
episode.
Neither diameter nor radius. It's from neck to crown. It's,
yeah, actually, that probably makes sense.
Yeah, that's the Hexham head. So there were two.
Uh-huh.
Is
they
that
were
an
noticed...
artist depiction? I can't see it properly.
It's an artist depiction.
Right.
Because the heads at this point in time are lost. They've been lost to time. Mystery.
When was this?
1971.
That's not that long ago.
Yeah, that's pretty recent.
Here's a...
We could have done that.
The Beatles had broken up by that point.
Here's the actual
heads. Do you think
these
that's because why?
Yeah, the Beatles broke up because of that. I like.
Oh,
the photo-
no, I was going to say we discovered them because the Beatles broke up.
Yeah.
Well, we
be-
were so distraught we needed to distract ourselves.
Fuck, I can't believe that the Beatles just released their last album, Let It Be. I'm going to go dig a hole in the ground.
Digging a
to
hole?
To mourn.
I'm going to dig my feelings out.
Adam, I don't know if you noticed, but on that photo that Adam just showed, Jackson just showed us. Where he was like, this is what the heads actually look like. The heading was hoax.
Well, we'll get into that. So one of the heads, despite the
quickly,
heads...
Quickly, ask me what I think.
Adam, what do you think happened?
I think it might be a hoax.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Interesting theory. Dusha?
I think that it's real and it was found because they were mourning the Beatles breaking
yeah,
up.
I think that makes sense.
Was a third head found when John Lennon was killed?
That's a frightening implication that these are in some way the Beatles. And digging them up kills them.
But only
what are the Beatles
two
now?
Two Beatles are still alive.
Yeah.
That's two more heads to go.
Spooky.
But Lennon hadn't died in 1971.
Maybe it's two heads per Beatle?
He died in 1980.
Yeah, okay. I'll look up if what anybody dug up a little head
so
in 1980.
So how did the head kill him then?
George Harrison.
It's unclear.
George Harrison died later than that as well, so it's all happening.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Unless it means that two Beatles will live forever.
I mean, true, like to be heads. Fair though, to be fair, we only have four confirmed Beatles, but there could have been more.
There's actually five confirmed Beatles.
Well, five, there you go. See, that's we're discovering true. New Beatles
people
every day.
People forget about Pete Best, Pete the original Best. Drummer of the Beatles.
That's right.
We're finding new Beatles every day,
there's
it
new
seems.
Yeah, you shake a tree, there's Beatles in it.
I saw something in the ABC. Do you know if you go into your backyard right now, you might discover a new Beatle.
So
there was also a touring drummer of the Beatles. Yeah. He did an Australian tour or something. He was in the Beatles for like 40 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a claim to fame.
Yeah.
So the heads, people said, even though they're just like heads, one of them was named the boy, the other the girl, or sometimes the crone as well. Mm.
The boy and the crone or
The boy and the crone, but sometimes the crone was also referred to as the girl.
Yeah.
But okay. she, for some reason, the crone one got a lot of really rude nicknames.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Like the nasty That's old weird. Woman or whatever. Huh, it's just strange. A rock. Anyway.
That
John
bitch.
And Yoko. Yoko had lots of rude names and everyone claimed she broke up the Beatles.
When did she die? When did they kill her?
Yoko's still alive.
No, when did they... Come on.
When the
when
Beatles broke up.
When did they kill her?
So the moment they dug these heads up, the family... started to experience hauntings in their home.
So the two boys, you and Adam, were
and Adam,
family.
Yes. Yeah, we're family. The Robson family.
The Robson. Meet the Robsons.
Meet the Robsons. So they started hauntings.
Can I get the first
happened.
Names, please?
The first names. Dusha,
Adam
wouldn't
and Jackson.
That'd be awesome. They were.
I just want to know a little bit about these boys that found these heads.
One of them has
Colin and Leslie. That is the name of two boys who would dig up heads.
Two boys mourning the Beatles in England, digging a hole.
Colin and Leslie. What names?
Robson.
Colin Robson.
Leslie Robson.
Leslie Robson sounds good.
Colin
Robson?
Robson?
I don't know.
Your
I'm
mouth does this too
either.
Much.
Colin Robson?
Sounds like you're trying to say it around something.
Yeah.
Sounds like I'm eating a banana at the same time.
Colin Robson.
Yeah. Awful name. And Robson fucks you up because you want to say Robinson so bad.
I like
but
actually.
You can't.
I was coming back around on Colin Robson.
Yeah.
Because it's a name you can say while you're deep throating a banana.
That's true.
That's useful. Colin. Yeah. If my teacher were being very inappropriate in class, I'd still know if they were talking to me.
That's true. If your teacher was deep throating a banana at the head of the class.
Attention class, check out this awesome thing I can do. Horrible shut up.
So one of the heads allegedly moved on their own, of their own volition.
Oh yeah.
Also the classic haunting shit they would hear.
What do we mean by they moved on their
as
own?
As in they would sometimes appear in different parts of the house and sometimes they would
but
roll
they're
around.
They're not lifting up into the air
floating.
Okay.
The most you would get is that they would roll, but they are spheres. So what do you think's going to happen? One of the most...
Oh no, my coins are haunted. I dropped one and it rolled away.
My haunted marbles.
I'm a big fan of Jackson's air of mystery that he's giving us, but they were spheres.
They
so
were
what
spheres.
You expect?
Yeah. Well, you got to come at it, you know, you got to...
Yeah, they were heads. They were spheres. They rolled around. People were like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I do agree. Yeah.
And also, remember at the start, we found out that they're missing. So did they exist ever?
That question. Is the classic question. So one of the most frightening encounters that they had during their possession of the Hexham heads was one day the front door to the family home opened by itself and outside they saw a terrifying half sheep, half human creature. I've also seen this described as half goat, half human in other articles. This one specifically says sheep.
How is that? How do they know that's connected? Let's assume the Hexham heads. Let's assume for a moment that the Hexham heads are real.
There's also allegedly a neighbor who can corroborate the sheep man.
That's fine. Let's assume the Hexham heads are real. Let's assume the sheep man is also real. How do they know this is connected?
Also, we haven't described the heads properly, but
that's
they're literally,
true.
They look kind of like...
They're like a small sphere. Mm. Like somebody's kind of just like with their thumbs and like in... Like
what are they made out of? Stone?
They're made out of stone, yeah.
Yeah,
made
yeah.
Out of stone.
Just like a... Yeah, it looks almost like a...
Like carved rock, I guess.
Or they kind of look maybe more like skulls than heads, almost.
Yeah.
And they're also not very detailed. Like, they're kind of whatever.
Like they're maybe made by... children.
So that's the
My theory so far is this sheep thing is unrelated haunting.
Okay. You think they were copping two hauntings at the same time, but they've gone down the hex and heads thing.
If I have found two little heads and then I saw a sheep man, I'm like, those two things are connected.
If you are
I'm not
assuming-
worried about the heads if I see a sheep man. I'm like, fuck, that's a sheep man. Fuck these little stones.
If I find a banana, and then I see a sheep man, I'm not thinking the banana.
But if you find
a
banana,
man,
then you see a monkey.
Yeah, but a sheep man doesn't have a man head.
Yeah, that is true.
If it's you assume that one haunting is possible, you have to assume two hauntings is possible.
It's like seeing it's like finding like a zombified arm and then seeing Dracula.
You're not connecting them.
No!
A zombified arm and a werewolf is more akin, I think.
Because Dracula brings people back from the dead.
Werewolf bites off limbs. Maybe seeing...
Dracula has nothing to do with the dead. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Maybe seeing a swamp man face in a puddle.
Yes.
And then seeing a Dracula.
Yes, that is akin.
Those two things unrelated. That's fair. I'm like, I'm having a crazy day. No, because there might be like some kind of Monster Squad situation is happening to me.
I might be like, the Hammer movies were right.
So it's worth pointing out that the family was haunted by spirits, but so were the next door neighbors. They just got dragged into it too, which I think would
two houses. That makes sense.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. forget I said anything.
I had per house. I had per beetle. I had per house.
Would you be annoyed if your house was getting, like, your neighbor was getting haunted and the ghost kind of bled over onto your property? I'd get pissed off.
Yeah, it would be frustrating.
It's not my ghost. I didn't dig up the heads.
I just assume, I guess if this was legitimate and I was being haunted, and it was because of something my neighbors did, I'd be like, this property used to be one property and the whole property's haunted.
That makes sense.
Would you contact the council? I'd contact the council.
I just don't. No, like, this situation's also...
Are you allowed to cut off a haunting that creeps into your yard?
Yeah, I think
you're allowed to chop that off? Yeah, because it's in your property now.
But you can't then plant it to grow a ghost tree of your own. Yeah.
I'm getting a call from the cops being like... Being the cops and getting a call from people being like, we found little heads and now I saw a goat man. I'd be like,
fuck my life.
What was the haunting that the neighbors experienced?
So they experienced pulling of hair. By unseen forces.
Okay, all right.
At nighttime, by any chance?
Yeah, hubba hubba.
While they were in bed?
While they were making estrus? No, just by unseen hands and like cool winds and slamming doors. You're very typical ghost
and
activity.
And the next door neighbors. How close to these houses?
They were, it's in a British village, so I guess they would have been, fairly
literally
close.
Sharing a wall.
Yeah, sharing. If there was wind, they'd both be coughing it.
Very possible.
And... was there any maybe like little child size holes in the fence or anything like that?
I don't know. It's unclear. History has not reported if whatever their names were, Colin and Leslie, ever snuck over to the neighbor's house. Anyway, so the discovery of the Hexham Heads inevitably brought journalists around and a bunch of specialists in Neolithic art and ancient art. Mm-hmm. They started to examine the heads to try and date them and figure out as much as they could. Now, there was a
These
woman...
These are just some bloody stones that some kid's drawn on, isn't it?
These ain't fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, gentlemen. Jackson and Dushra, I don't know where they've gone, but they should have welcomed you to 1970s British police officers in. Can I give you two a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd freaking love one. Love one.
All right. Not a big fan. I didn't realize cops swore that much.
Freaking ain't swearing, you pillock.
Righto. Oh, couple would be lovely, wouldn't it, doll?
Now let's look at these freaking heads.
Oh,
blimey.
What were your names, officers?
Officer, I didn't catch it. I'm Officer Stanley Johnson.
I'm Officer Greg.
That sounded painful. Are you okay?
Sorry, I stubbed my toe while I was looking at this head.
I'm Greg Cheswick.
Significantly easier, I'm guessing. I didn't stub your
toe. I had a chance to think about it. So a woman named Dr. Anne Ross comes on the scene.
Hello, it's me, Dr. Anne Ross.
Good theater of the mind this episode, I think. It feels like you're really there. And she
Show me them stones, love.
Anne Ross was an expert on Celtic antiquities.
I am an expert on Celtic antiquities.
I think it's important to note right now, just for the listener, that this is a reenactment.
Yeah.
We don't have footage of the event.
I found this owl. this head in an owl. My name's Colin Robson, would you believe? Oh, hello, Colin Robson.
Felicity, love, let me suss your shit with me little peepers.
Dr. Aaron Ross sounds drunk.
Oh, a bit of sherry in me tea. It helps me get through the day, doesn't it?
If I'm being honest, those cops sounded a little plastered as
well. Well, maybe, who knows what's in the tea, I guess. So Anne Ross was convinced, and this is not surprising, being that she was an expert in Celtic antiquities. She's like, these are Celtic stones. Mm-hmm. These are connected to the rich Celtic earthworks tradition of Britain. She was also talking about ley lines. She was a very controversial figure in the sort of British archaeological scene.
I imagine it was something like this. Oh, yeah, these are legit, ain't they, love? Hand them over here. And I'll take care of them. Never to be seen again.
Isn't it frustrating when the only expert is the only expert that agrees that something supernatural is happening is the controversial
Isn't that always the way?
You get like a million experts in and can't remember what any of their other opinions were, but the one controversial whose opinion I remember, they were the one who agreed, but they're controversial.
And she did take them. She took them for herself.
Yeah, I figured.
But she suffered the curse of the stones as well.
Oh, don't worry about me,
haunted by the sheep man?
Well, she was visited by a half-wolf man that came into her house. She saw it walking around upstairs. I love that because that feels like she misheard the sheep story.
Yeah.
And then was like, oh, yeah, me too. I saw the wolf. And they're like, wolf, we saw a sheep. And she's like, I don't know what that's about.
I would like to know, and I know for a fact that this article is not going to give you this information, but I want to know exactly, beat by beat, step by step, thought by thought, what happened with that wolf thing.
Allegedly, she saw it walking around the upstairs of her house where she was as well.
How did she find out it was there? Did she know it was there? Or did she walk upstairs? Oh,
she was upstairs originally.
Yeah.
And then she saw the wolf man. And was like, oh my God. Then she follows it downstairs.
Okay.
And then it disappears.
All right. She follows it downstairs. It disappears. Yeah. Cool.
Now, it's worth pointing out with the sheep man is that there was rumor in town that a local drunk loved to play a prank where he would break into people's houses with a sheep carcass and scare them. So, I mean, I don't know if that's connected.
Yeah. I can't possibly think about how seeing a figure that looked like a half man, half sheep in the middle of the night could possibly tie into drunk man stumbling out of a pub at night with a sheep cock.
Yeah,
but
I don't think
so. I mean, that the theory, though, that obviously you're implying that it could have been this man playing a prank, the sheep man thing. But then this controversial figure sees the half wolf.
I know, so what's
going
on?
We would have to assume she might be wrong or lying.
I would never.
Well, I think a hint is in her name, actually. So Dr. Anne Ross.
Yeah.
Anne Ross. Andross, bad guy in Star Fox.
Oh, my God.
Alien.
Ross Geller?
Ross Geller, bad guy in Friends. Owned a monkey. Shouldn't have done that.
That's fucked up. He didn't need that monkey.
Kissed his cousin?
Yes. Kissed his sister once?
Maybe not. Can't remember.
Who can remember?
Fucked his student.
Yeah, fucked his students. Ross Geller was a bad man.
He was a bad man. Now that Joey, he's an honest
man. He's a good fella.
He's too dumb to be bad.
Yeah.
You can hit a level of dumb where you're not, you can't be bad.
With a few exceptions, sure.
What Ross do? No, not Ross. Ross should be hung in a town square. What Joey did, yeah.
Joey definitely.
Didn't he expose himself to multiple characters?
Definitely exposed himself more than one occasion.
Intentionally?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah!
I think he does it to Rachel because he thinks they're going to bone down, and so his first move is to get completely nude.
Also, there's a few episodes.
That's a move from famous piece of shit show.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
The Naked
Whoa!
Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Bonnie Stinson.
Yeah.
Bonnie Simpson.
I love it when we just say names.
Anyway,
it's my favorite.
So, Dr. Ross's daughter, Bernice, she allegedly felt a cold figure standing behind her when she was holding the heads. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they were like, the Hexham Stones haunted as fuck. We gotta get them out of the house and away from people. And hey, it's settled down. Now, a man named Desmond Craigie comes.
Desmond Craigie?
Craigie. It's pronounced, in this particular article, it's Craig, but I've read multiple other articles where it's Craigie, so I'm going for Craigie.
Okay.
Desmond Craigie comes forward
Desmond
and he says,
might be going a little Craigie himself.
Oh, someone say something about pulling hair earlier? Ooh la la. How Parisian.
Desmond Craigie looks at the Hexham heads and he says, yeah, I know them. I made them. In 1956, I made them for my daughter when I was living in your house. And he said he made three heads. He doesn't know where the third one is, but those are the heads he made.
You gotta kill another beetle.
Yeah, he's like, those are the heads. But nobody believed him. They were like, no way you made the heads.
Why
crazy.
Would he lie?
I don't know. But I think people really wanted the heads to be real. So he said, I'll make replicas.
England makes me sick.
I'll make replicas to show you how I did it. He makes replicas that if you look at pictures, I'll see if I can find them, they look the same. But everybody was like, those are dog shit. No way you made the Hexham heads.
That doesn't look like the hag or the whatever we called it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hexham heads. I'll go, maybe if I go.
That looks nothing like the boy in the old terrible, disgusting,
horrible
woman.
Bitch. here's the ones. And also, here's a great picture of Craigie. Those are the heads he made.
That's awesome.
They look the same. Their heads look the same. There's no difference.
What? Well, yeah, it is quite similar to the artist's depiction. Yeah.
They're the same heads. But everybody was like, no way.
He's a very old man, so it is very funny for him to put all of this energy into this.
Someone asked me to make something, to replicate something I made 15 years ago. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He's
doing his best.
He's done his best.
Yeah, he did a great job. But
I accused him of being a little craggy, but maybe we, the listeners, have been craggy this whole time.
We need a nap. We've been cranky, is what we've been.
So yeah, he was like, I made those heads. He made more. Everybody was like, you didn't. The heads you've made suck shit. And he was like, well, never mind.
Yeah, I'll leave the town disgraced then, which is what I assume he did.
A Professor Dierman from a university in Newcastle, because
carbon date the fucking thing. It's not. I could figure out how old these fucking stones are.
Well, so allegedly Craigie was like, I made them out of, I carved them from a rock, from one piece of stone. But Professor Dierman from the University of Newcastle, he said, no, they were molded artificially, even though they're made of solid rock. So I don't know. Look, Professor Dierman, dumb cunt?
Yeah.
Doesn't understand how rocks work, maybe?
Potentially.
So,
alternatively, that still doesn't change anything. They were molded rocks at some point, and then he just picked them up and then cracked the face into it.
It's not hard to carve a face. And I don't know why he would lie about that. And then when they're like, the new ones you've made are ugly, Craigie's like, well,
fine.
Okay, I'll go then. Like, whatever. He got paid for like one newspaper article, probably.
That's awesome. That was probably like a thrill unsin and unk.
Sorry.
You know, traditional English money.
Oh, thrillins and unks. Yeah.
Is this a thing?
Thrillins and unk sounds like it could be a British detective series.
It does, yeah.
Oh, thrillins. He's a sort of goofball, and unk's like a meathead. Yeah, unks cracking heads.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Unk sounds like actually like a caveman they've unthawed, to be honest.
Your classic buddy cop duo is the straight-laced one and caveman.
Yeah. He's an occult detective from the Victorian era. He's a caveman.
Me
out of a block of ice.
Was cold, now fine.
Still bit cold. Britain cold.
Have bat.
That's it, Unc. I want your loincloth. I want your big oversized baton.
I want the bone in your hair. So eventually...
Chief, no. Unc, kill.
Then Unc just collapses his skull with his club. He is a caveman.
Unc, chief, now.
So finally... The heads fall into the possession of Southampton University and are then passed on to a psychic, at which point they're lost forever.
Psychic ate them.
Every single person in this story is fucking stupid, except for the Craigie guy.
It's so funny to give it to a university and you're like, well, if they are artifacts, like on the off chance that they are artifacts, we'll give it to the university and the university can study them. Maybe when the technology is like up to date and they can carbon date it and then you're like,
what technology? Hey.
Well, I don't know if carbon dating, what if it was in its infancy in the 1970s.
Fossils for a million years.
Yeah, but not carbon dating them, right?
I think a big issue with carbon dating is it's actually really it gives you like a really big band. So you can know, oh, it's like something around 50 million years ago, but it's really hard to be like, oh, it's this year.
Also, carbon dating wouldn't do shit because it's a rock.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not pottery or something.
Just crack one open, get a chisel. Bang it in. If a ghost comes out, it was real. And if nothing comes out, it was a rock.
Never mind.
Yeah.
So,
Psychic lost them.
Psychic lost them. It's just, you go ask the university, hey, where's those rocks? We gave them to a psychic. Oh, what have they done with them? I don't know.
So it is hilarious that a university could have ever assumed a psychic would be a reputable source.
Absolutely. So that's the story of the Hexham Heads, but there is a little addendum.
Whoa! So found the third one.
No. So one of the theories, and this is not a theory that I think anyone really should ascribe to, is that there was the stones were linked to a Nordic creature, a creature from Nordic mythology known as a wolver, a half man, half wolf. And this is basically only based on the fact that Dr. Anne Ross saw a wolf man, despite the fact that previously people saw goat man or whatever.
Wait, so are you saying that this half man, half wolf thing existed before these heads?
Well, well, the idea is that the heads are connected to this creature from Nordic mythology, which is
a
half man.
The creature already existed. The reason we believe it's connected to this creature is because
Anne Ross said she saw one. But also, in 1904, the people of Hexham, they kind of suffered attacks from what was thought to be a wild wolf. And a lot of people said, oh, it's really supernatural what's happening with the wolf. It's out there killing livestock. And maybe this wolf was not just a regular wolf. It was also a wolver, and it's somehow connected to the stones. Mm-hmm. But I think this is very funny because the way that wolf died is it was hit by a train. It was chasing sheep and got hit by a train. If that was... And there's even a photo. Look, here's a photo of what is just very clearly a wolf.
That has been hit by
a train. Hit by a train.
Mm. Can I see?
But if that was at all supernatural, I don't think trains kill ghosts.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Like, I am no genius, but I do not think that trains kill ghosts.
Animals could that be a dog?
It could be a dog, very possibly. Because I don't know if... I don't know when wolves stopped existing in Britain. Mm. I think they existed in Ireland for a lot longer, as far as I know.
Werewolves now.
Where are wolves? There's wolves in America.
North America.
Yeah, I don't really think we have wolves. And probably there's like Andean wolves and stuff. And yeah, parts of Europe, but not in Britain anymore.
They're a big problem in, I know, Russia, apparently.
And I think the part of the reason there's no wolves in Britain was like there was like a concerted effort to get rid of them from memory.
It's a good idea when governments do that. Yeah. Hey, if you see this animal, kill it. Yeah. Smart. Always
works
well.
Oh, no, where's
that
animal gone?
Oh, no, it's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, here it is. In 1904, the wolf was ultimately killed by a passing train whilst running away from the field after killing livestock. It's crazy to see a wolf get hit by a train and still think that might be a werewolf.
Yeah.
Although, I guess if you hit a werewolf with a train, that might kill it. I don't know.
I just feel like a werewolf's... Like, I mean, I mean, I don't think it could body getting hit by a train, but I think it should be clever enough to avoid getting hit by a train. True.
It is a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's fair. Either way.
That was very much like, you're like, I don't want to start a whole debate, but I don't know.
I think a werewolf could get hit by a train. Yeah.
Surely this is wrong. I'm waiting for it to load, or maybe, I don't know. But it looks like the Wikipedia page is claiming that wolves still live in the UK, which surely...
I think there was like an effort to reintroduce them, or they keep talking about doing that, but...
What's expirated mean? That must mean they're no longer there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, that means that the most of the US no longer has wolves.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, apparently, from this map.
That's crazy.
What I would describe as a squiz at the Wikipedia page, it looks like most of the US no longer has wolves as well.
Well, okay, what do we think's going on here with the Hexham Heads?
I think that the guy that claimed he made the stones and everything else around it didn't happen.
I think that is probably my theory too.
Mm. I think if a wolf man creature is following these stones, I don't think you're confusing that with a sheep man.
Yes, I agree.
I feel like, at the very least, we're talking about
three different supernatural occurrences.
The most generous I could possibly be in assuming there is a haunting going on. Yeah. I have to assume it's not A, but two.
Yeah, it seems to me like the Hexham Heads were probably carved by Craigie.
Mm-hmm.
And then his daughter like just left them in the garden one day because, like, why not? And then it's been 20 years, so, you know, that's enough time for them to kind of get...
Even dug a hole, and that would explain why two were found in a yard, because if you would... A kid and you're playing and you notice the ground's like uneven or
you
like
might
just being
dig a couple holes for the heads.
Shit gets buried really easily. Like one of my housemates, she likes to do a lot of gardening in the backyard and she's digging up stuff all the time that literally came from just the people who lived there before us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like 5 years ago.
So stuff
gone, human head.
Whoa.
Second gone.
Somebody shot off a guy's head with two guns.
Yeah.
Then buried the evidence.
Yeah.
But not the body.
No.
But yeah, so I feel like that's happened. it gets like the news gets a hold of it and is like, oh my God, the Hexham heads. Because it's like, you know, slow news day. You're going to write about it.
Yeah.
Then a psychic or whatever. I mean, she wasn't a psychic, but Dr. Anne Ross, a kook, mm-hmm. you know.
Kook's accurate.
They were kind of like piranhas to the cow kooky news.
Yeah.
Comes in and is like, she must have at some point heard the sheep man story.
Yeah.
Mm. And then just or misunderstood it or decided to.
Maybe
change
heard
it
the sheepman's story, knew about the wolfman story.
Oh, that's true.
And was like, I can connect these.
I can
what
combine
a fun
them.
Job that must be to oh, exacerbate dude. Hoaxes.
Sometimes I think about
we can do that. You can yeah. start doing that. Yeah. Find a hoax.
Well,
say
maybe,
you saw it.
Maybe we can't now. I feel like my opinions on these things have been too widely broadcasted.
Well, I don't know, but I think sometimes about.
I reckon Balloon Boy happened.
I think Balloon. Oh, really? Balloon Boy went up there. Damn. Ripped a Balloon Boy.
I think there actually is
I think, there's some evidence that Balloon Boy didn't. It was not as much of a hoax as people say or something. That the dad was like a kind of freak of a guy. And
well, at least that much is true.
I forget what it was, but there's
something. Something happened. Like, something did go wrong at some point.
Yeah.
But then, are they also, I'm maybe misremembering Balloon Boy, but I feel like that English may not be their first language.
I think the idea is that because part of the evidence against Balloon Boy is that his wife, a balloon mom, that she was interrogated and admitted to it being a hoax. But then you can see the interrogation and it's very clear English is not her first language and it's possible she doesn't actually understand.
Yeah, what's going on.
Because, you know, cops are cops or whatever.
Yeah.
And then also like the major.
Oh, shit, I didn't get that tea.
The major evidence, I think, is like Balloon Boy when he says like, yeah, I was up in the attic or whatever.
Yeah.
But then also like it's kind
of when that happened on TV.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
But Balloon Boy is also like 5, so he doesn't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's
justice for Balloon Boy.
Put the boy back in the balloon. Get him back up there.
Get him back up there. Let's see
man
what happens.
Man yearns to be balloon. He'd be balloon man now.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
It makes
that's
you
crazy.
Think about the passage of time.
It does. Time comes for us all, even the balloon boys amongst us. Anyway, that's the Hexham Heads. A good old-fashioned hoax from the olden days.
Yeah. Olden days, 50 years ago.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
It's not nothing.
Decent chunk of time.
Yeah.
That's old enough to be to
20
be
years
my
before
dad.
We were born.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
I've been Adam Cannavale.
Get spooked by the heads, America.
Go ape shit or donkey shit.
Yeah, that's true. Or head shit.
If you've got any heads for me to look at, give me a call. I'm Dr. Anne Ross, eh?
I'm Dr. Ed.